Hello, this is Nora.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Nora calling from Minneapolis MassDAS. I'm doing blog talk today. And what I'd like to talk about today, first of all, is CJ will be calling in to speak with us. He's not here today. Today I have with me Susan. And Susan and I, what we're going to discuss today is an incident that happened and why. And try and figure this out. We have been having continuing violence here, and what I'd like to talk to you today about the innocent victims of the stray bullets. It's a sad occasion today. There was a little three-year-old girl who was shot in the head by a stray bullet. The bullet came in through the house and hit this little child. This was a precious baby who hadn't done anything to anyone. And I just found out that she passed. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, I'd just like to take a few minutes of silence to acknowledge this loss. Our hearts goes out to them. Parents, the family, the friends of this precious child. Our hearts goes out to the friends that she will never have, the people that she'll never know, simply because some individual took it upon themselves to discharge a firearm, and they took the life of this innocent child. I'm still puzzled by this. What's so important that can't be settled with words? What's so important? And right now, we do have DJ on the phone. DJ?
Hear me?
DJ, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just left the hospital, Marsh Memorial. And after spending a weekend with my four-year-old granddaughter, which is so wise and so energetic and such a blessing in my life, to watch this baby lay there in this bed, and I just kept saying, this baby is just asleep. This baby is not dead. That this baby cannot be dead. It just really can't be happening. I can't believe that it's happening because, you know, that was just a little angel. And I just really pray for our gang members, our gun toters, our gangsters, and all the folks that shoot off their guns and don't care where the bullets go, that you got to have some kind of conscience about this three-year-old baby. You have got to have some kind of conscience. I can't believe that you could do something like this and not feel just miserable, your life just be terrorized for the rest of your life. I look at this family. This family doesn't have much, but all they have is each other. And, you know, they were already struggling to do the daily things that they have to do to provide for each other. The grandmother, she had just lost her husband on Thanksgiving. And so she's already traumatically depressed. She's upset. She's hurt. And now for this to happen is really, 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 really sad. And I know one thing for sure. There's going to be some kind of vigil. We're going to do something for this family. We're going to create a flyer. I've got the picture, so Nora, when I get back to the office, we're going to create that. But there has got to be something that we can bring more resources to the community to fight this kind of thing. We've got to take the guns out of the hands of our the crazy and ignorant young folks that are just shooting those pistols off, because it clearly wasn't about money, because there's no money in the community. It clearly wasn't about anything other than some gang territory or some rivalry stuff. It wasn't about anything that produces anything in our community. And it never has been, and it never will be. It's just about madness. The madness that we send ourselves through, that has came from us through slavery. And we have seriously got to wake up. I believe that right now we are in a crisis, and our community has to look at it. The mayor has to look at it. The governor has to look at it. And we all have to look at this like there's got to be more than we can do. You know, when we lost Daryl, because, you know, I don't blame myself, but I blame the fact that I didn't have resources to put him to work, although he still didn't have to rob somebody and get killed. But if I had those resources, I could have done more. Yes, ma'am.
Right. You know, VJ, I just got the news from you just before we came on air that we lost her. And it's been a long time since anything has had this much effect on me. The last time was when we were up on Broadway doing a vigil for that young man that we lost. I believe it was Miss Braxton's son. And his friends stood up there and talked about why parents let their kids go out and how they're continuing to let them go out and how he lost his friend. And he was really broken up behind this, and that hurt. I felt that pain. And I'm sitting here right now, and I'm feeling that pain again. I just can't imagine. I have a 19-year-old grandson at home. I have a 7-year-old grandson, you know. And I look at my daughter, and she's 13, but when I look at her, I see my baby. I have a lot of pictures of her during that age, and that's how I still see her. And I can't begin to imagine the pain that family is feeling. And even though it's not my child, I'm feeling some of that pain because so young, for no reason. She was in her own home with her own family when this happened to her. I mean, and somebody, it's just not, it's not right. You know, how do we?
It's not right. Why don't you give that number out so people can call the Blog Talk Radio?
Okay, Blog Talk, our number is 347-215-9262. Again, 347-215-9262.
What I'm going to do is give the number out on Facebook and see if we can get some more callers to call in about this show. So you go ahead, and I'll call you right back.
Okay, great. A few years ago, my mother gave me, she sent me a poem on to my email. And I can't go through, I can't do the exact word for word, but however, what it was it says, the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan resigned. And it's a long, drawn-out story, but basically what it said is that he was resigned because there was no need for that organization again. Because we're doing a better job than they ever could. We are disrespecting our women. We are not raising our children. We're killing ourselves if we're not doing it with drugs, lack of drive, determination, and willpower, we're taking guns and killing each other. We are the greatest risk to ourselves. We're doing the harm. We're doing the damage to ourselves. We're going to stop killing each other. What I don't understand is the generation today, look at what you came from. Look at the stock that you're made from. You run around here making derogatory remarks to each other, saying that, oh, that's how we show our love. You know what I'm talking about, Susan? That's how we show our love, the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And just last week I had to get on my two youngsters. I have a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old at home, and I have my boys, my grandsons, my boys. They're all between, all these kids are between 16 and 13. There's six of them. And I had to get on them about that N-word because I had to explain to them, do you realize how many people laid their lives down because of that word? How many people died because of that word? It's not only black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you name it, they did it. They laid their lives down. They lost their lives over that N-word. And you walk around here using it as a term of endearment. It's no term of endearment. It's a term of disrespect. When somebody walks up to you and say, hey, my N, what's up? They're not respecting you or paying you a compliment. They're disrespecting you. Drop the word. Lose that mentality. I mean, start showing each other some love. If you have a disagreement, talk it out. Put the video games down and learn how to talk to each other. Build communication. Learn how to talk. And when someone is talking to you, don't just hear them, listen at them. Listen at what they're saying, because if they're taking the time to talk to you, then what they're saying is valuable. Mm-hmm. Am I right, Susan?
Yes.
Come on, talk with me here.
I heard you say, you used a key word, you said your generation. Well, I'm probably like maybe a generation younger than you. And I know during my generation, that's when people started doing drugs and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, now you look at my generation and you see that these parents are, like, smoking dope with their kids. They're not teaching them about their black history. They're not teaching them anything. So, you know, you got a whole generation of gap, you know, that's not teaching, you know, their kids anything.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. DJ, I see you there. I'll be back with you. I'll be to you in a minute. But we have a caller. The last four numbers are 1189. 1189, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for listening to me. I just posted my opinion a couple of times on Facebook, and I am just so concerned over this, and it has been going on for quite some time, and it's got to stop. Who are
okay,
these idiots?
Can I see your first name?
Rick.
Hi, Rick. Okay, go ahead.
You said, who are these
Hi.
Idiots?
I just made a couple of postings on Facebook along with a few other of my Facebook friends regarding this devastating matter and the poor family, in which I express my true condolences to them. And this is just awful. This must stop. Who are these idiots? Who are these guys that have no brains and think they can just move on? And as I mentioned, whoever did it, or whoever they may be, plural, should turn themselves in right now if they had mm-hmm. any brains in their head. I just feel so bad. And this is, I'm just so becoming speechless.
Yeah, I feel
that
you.
Poor baby.
Yeah, she that's a terrible loss. We'll never know. The thing about it, we'll never know. She'll never fulfill her dreams. She hasn't even had time to realize what her dreams are, you know. And we agree with you that this person should turn themselves in. Give the parents that much respect.
Oh, my gosh.
Rick, we have another call on the line.
But again, my condolences to the parents, and this must stop. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot for listening to me.
Okay, thank you so much, Rick, for calling.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You too.
Okay, we have another caller on the line, and the last four numbers are 1111, and then we'll be going to VJ. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And your name?
My name is Stephanie. I used to live in Minnesota. I no longer live there, but I still have family that resides there. And I did hear about the three-year-old shooting. And, I mean, it's just horrible. And I was there like 2 years ago, and crime had really, from what I've seen, has started to really get bad. So that's one reason I'm no longer there with my children. But I just want to give my condolences to the family. It's just really, really sad. I mean, very bad.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And we really appreciate that. And you know what's real unfortunate is that you felt like you had to leave Minnesota in order to raise your children in a safe environment.
Right. Yes,
so,
ma'am.
And the bad thing about it is that a few are making it bad for everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in North Minneapolis.
Okay.
You know, and I have no problem with living in North Minneapolis. I've lived there for over 20 years. I've,
wow.
Two sets of kids have been raised over there.
Wow.
And it's just some areas. Minneapolis, Minnesota is not that bad. It's just like I said, a few make it bad for us.
Right, and I love it. I mean, I hated to have to leave. I mean, I actually love Minnesota, but it was just, it was getting so bad. I mean, my children couldn't go outside to play, or it was just, I was just frightened. And 3 years old, I mean, it's just so bad. I don't know how it happened or what happened, but I just feel so bad, and I just hope that the people do, or the person turn themselves in. But I think the guilt will eat at them, and I think eventually they will turn themselves in. At least I hope and I pray.
Yes, I do too. Thank you. This is really a hard show for me today personally. Just hold on right there. I'm going to put
okay.
you on hold, and I'm going to bring DJ back on the line.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. Bye-bye. VJ, are you there?
I am still here, and I'm really glad, excuse me, and thankful that so many of our callers called from the Facebook. That's why I wanted to go on there and post that. Thank you very much to both of those callers. I want to make a couple of statements. Who are they? The gentleman, Rick, said, who are these people? And they're our babies. They're our babies that we didn't raise them correctly. There are babies that are turned into little monsters that we did not give them the love, the attention, the affection, and the wisdom to do the things they need to do. These are our children that we have to go back and retrain them on how to be civilized, how to be adults, and how to be outstanding citizens in our community if we can get to them before they go to prison. They are our future, but our future will be zero if we don't get to them. Our future will be nothing if we don't change them. Our future will be destroyed if we don't save them. And to my sister that called in, I used to say you can't move away from the problem, but I have to say this. After seeing so much stuff go on in our community, some people don't have what it takes to fight that fight. And some people have to leave. They just can't fight it. They can't go to work. They can't provide for the kids. They can't make sure their kids get a good education and fight the violence and fight the crime and fight their neighbors at the same time. Some people don't have it in them. Some people don't know how to do it. So I used to always say, you can't move away from the problem. You can't move away from the problem. But those of us who are strong enough to stay in this community, to make it a better community, have got to stay. And those of us who know that you simply just don't have what it takes, you just aren't built like that. I don't ski because I just don't have it in me. I don't ice fish because I just don't have it in me. And
right.
I think we have to be honest about the things that we can't do. I want to say something that I want to dedicate this show to Rita Mills. She's the grandmother, and to the mother of the baby. And I also want to say I just went to visit a gentleman at the hospital that is going through some stuff, and then I'm going to see Mrs. Gaines. Her son was shot in the head, and he's still... He'll never be the same. He'll be paralyzed. And so, you know, he's a young man. But this baby, I sit there and I just kept saying to myself, wake up, baby. Just wake up. This baby looks so pretty, so beautiful,
yeah.
So loving. And it just zapped everything out of me today. I feel like I've already worked 22 hours already. And but I was glad to be there for the family. And so we've got to keep fighting. And who they are babies. We got to save them still. Putting them in prison is not the answer to all of them, so we got to save some of them. And so I thank our callers. Continue to call Mad Dad. But don't forget, our support group is tonight at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South from 5 to 7. Food and daycare, always. You know, help us take a bite out of crime by changing your life.
Okay, thanks, CJ. We're still here, and Rick, I think I disconnected you, so if you're still out there listening, please call me back. Again, the number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262, and we're going back to our caller at 1111. Hello, are you still there? Hello? Okay, I think she hung up.
I don't think she hung up. She probably just put you on hold.
Okay, well, caller that just moved out of state, if you're still there, give us a call back, and you dropped off the line. So, BJ, I like to, you know, we always reach out on both ends of things like this. So I'd like to ask the person that was involved in this, you know, if you want to, you know, turn yourself in, if you're afraid to do it by yourself, just give us a call. The young man or woman or whoever it was, if you want to turn yourself in and you're afraid to do it, just get in touch with us. You know, get in touch with us. We'll do everything that we can help, you know, help to get you to, you know, help you do what you need to do, you know, to get this matter resolved, you know. We can't imagine anybody that would do something like this intentionally. There is no one that's that cold and that heartless out there. So we know that this was an accident. Tragic. But we do believe that this was an accident. So if you need some help turning yourself in, please contact us. DJ will be more than happy to help you, you know, go down there and do what you need to do. DJ?
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that sometimes in your life, have you ever did something you know was wrong and you knew that you had to make it right? You knew that making it right was going to hurt you, but also was going to make you get that off of your back. Well, this is one of those times where doing the right thing will help this community. So many people, even the nurses, when I walked by, the nurses put their heads down. They didn't want to look me in my eyes, because they didn't want to start crying. They knew they had a job to do, and they knew there was nothing that they could do to save that baby, that they had did everything in their power to save that baby, that that baby may not have insurance, that baby may not have a fund, a memorial fund, that baby may have not had a policy, but that baby is going to get taken care of. This community is going to rise up and do what they can, and I'm going to make sure that we get the word out to this community so that we can help them and support them in any way possible. That's
yeah.
Important that we do that. I also feel like we still can't give up. You know, I was riding around on Christmas, and I noticed a lot of our young brothers walking around late at night looking suspicious. And I thought to myself, how many people are going to get robbed tonight? How many people will get hurt tonight by our own people? How many people will get stabbed tonight? How many people will get shot tonight because of somebody wants something for Christmas, or they want to take what they want for Christmas? When I go to the jails and I talk to these young men and I ask them, do you know what it feels like to rob? And they say, it feels good. You feel powerful. I said, well, how would it feel if your grandmother got robbed and beaten and pistol whooped in the head? How would that feel? And they said, that'd be terrible. I'd be outrageous. I'd go get them. I said, but do you understand what you're saying? You're saying it's okay for you to do it, but it's not okay for somebody to do it to your people. What goes around comes around. And I've had many of those I've had many of those gang members turn their lives around and think differently about gangs and about being involved in gangs. Matter of fact, one of the guys came to our meeting and said, "You changed me. You said you gave me enough information to make me want to change."
And
that's
DJ,
what we got to do.
Isn't that what makes it all wild? Isn't that the reason that you do what you do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the main reason. It's the only reason.
But we'd also like to reach out to those out there, male and female, because the females, ladies, let me tell you, you're out there doing it. You know, we like to reach our hands out to you. We do have a mom's division here. And we're just off giving you that. We're here to give you that same moral support and do everything we can to help you also turn your lives around. Because the girl gangs are just as bad as the guy gangs, you know. So we want to reach out to all of you. You know, if you want to change your lives, if you want to make a positive self, if you need help, if you need advice, we're here to do everything that we possibly can to get you to help you, you know, make that step, take that step. As we VJ said earlier, and as we wrap down, we have about 4 minutes left, and as we wrap down, I'm asking all of you young brothers and you young sisters, regardless of your race or your ethnic background, we have a Tuesday night group every Tuesday night. I'm asking you to come out to this group tonight. You know, show your support. Everybody that can, I'm asking you to come out and show your support. You know, let's just make this tonight, this about this little baby. Come out and show your support to her parents, her family, her friends. You know, come on out. Let us talk to you. Let us help you. DJ, and the address
you
is 3023 4th Avenue South, and we're looking for you to be there at 5 o'clock. Go ahead, DJ.
You know, I think the second part of the show will kick in. You might have about 17 more minutes left.
Okay.
I just want everybody to remember, this is important, it's key, that we don't give up. We don't stop. And even the naysayers say, you'll never stop it. You never. Well, you know what? Every time we save a life and every time we get a gang member to come to our group, we make a big difference. We're going to continue to do that. We're never going to stop doing that. We understand what history has done to our community, and we understand what it's going to take to fight it. We see right now that you still got businesses that still are not open on the north side because of the tornado. We still have not recovered from the tornado. We're still recovering from racism, tornadoes, hurricanes, you name it. We're still recovering, but we're going to survive. And those of us that are strong and determined to do that, we're going to make that happen. And so I ask you right now, as you listen to the Mothers of the Moms Division, talk about our role as mothers. It's a big role that our mothers have to play. Mom, you know, you have got to get control of these kids. If you know they're in gangs, you know they got guns in your house, you got to take care. You got to take a stand. You got to get them out of your house. You got to get the guns out of your house. You got to let them know you're not going to put up with it.
Absolutely.
A lot of mothers give in to that and allow their kids, and they turn the cheek. They turn the other cheek, and we've got to stop doing that.
Right. Go ahead, Susan.
And BJ, and I don't think it's so much as mothers turning the cheek. You do have mothers out here that's trying to discipline their children, but then when they discipline their children, other things happen to where they can't do it. But I do feel that you were right when you said that, you know, mothers have a good role that, you know, if they do have kids that's doing this, you know, and it's a lot of times, you know, we ask, you know, the state for help, you know, to help our kids, you know, but they don't want to do nothing until the last minute.
Well, you're absolutely right. What I was talking about is the system. The system works against us as African-Americans a lot of ways. If you call the county and say, my daughter is acting up, I need y'all to do something, they say, well, we need a case.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
we need a case.
Right.
And if you say, okay, let's get a case, well, the next thing you know, your case is child neglect. And you say, whoa, it ain't neglect, but I can't afford to put her in this place. So it ain't neglect. What it is I need y'all's help. And so they say, but we need to make you wrong for something before we can help you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know, let me interrupt you on that. You know, I agree with both of you 100%. I was having some issues with one of mine, my daughter. You know her well. And I got to the point where, you know, she was doing that thing, I don't want to go to school, I don't want to do this. out. And, you know, finally one day I called the police on. I said, come get her. Come get her. You know what they told me? They told me that she was still a minor and that I didn't have any choice but to keep her in my home. I searched around for other alternatives, and it was going to cost me. When I reached out to them, they didn't want to help me, but when I tried to continue it on my own, it was going to cost me. It was going to cost me more than my yearly income to get her some help. So what I had to do was I had to turn around and say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, but I'm going to do this because I love you. I had to shut her down. And when I say shut her down, I don't mean physically shut her down. I mean I had to work with her. I had to work on her. I had to make them sacrifices myself to giving her what she wants. I had to stand up to her and let her know. And I tell her all the time when she, because every now and then she'll still step over that line. I have to look at her and say, look, I'm not your little friend from across the street. I am your mother. You're going to talk to me like I'm your mother. You're going to treat me like I'm your mother. And you're going to respect me like I'm your mother. I love you, you know. I love you, and that's why I'm doing this here. You don't have to like me, but you're going to do what I say. You're going to show me that respect. And I had to go that route with her. And now the relationship is not perfect, but it's working. She didn't want to go to school. School told me, I called a school and talked with the school officer. They told me there's nothing they can do about it. I went through the process of having a truancy tag issued on her and ended up downtown at the Be a School program. I didn't have a problem with that because her education was important. So, mother, sometimes we have to step up to the plate and work the system in order to get what we need for our kids. Because if
and
we
also,
don't, who is?
And also, mothers, we got to stop getting high. We got to stop drinking so much. We got to stop smoking so much crack. We got to stop inviting these strange men into our homes just because they got a few dollars. We have to stop neglecting our kids when they come home with good report cards and when they come home with success stories and neglecting them and telling them to get the hell out of my room, go play or go do something. We have to stop letting the TV give them their love. We have to stop letting the video games give them their love. We have to stop doing some stuff, too.
Right. And Vijay, what about it take a village to raise a child?
What village? That's the problem. That's the biggest problem.
We need to go back to the village, because I know when I was growing up, you know, I couldn't do nothing without my neighbor seeing me do it. And if it was wrong, she was calling my mama to let me know that.
Yeah, I understand it. But we also have to look at the fact that times have changed. You know, sometimes we have to clean up our own house before, you know, we can go rely on that village. Because a lot of times what's going on in that dysfunctional home that's right next door to you may be going on in that own block. What we need to do is take more of an interest in what's going on around us. If you see kids hanging out in front of your house that don't believe that, call the police. Let me tell you, if you call them long enough, they will respond and they will do something about it.
That's what the village does. You see a kid doing something wrong, if their mama won't do nothing about it, then you involve the police. Then you call the police, you know. If you can't go and talk to her like a reasonable adult and say, you know, I seen your kid doing such and such, and, you know, you do got some of these women, you can't tell me what to do with my kid and, you know, all that. It ain't about that. It's about us trying to come together and raise the kids together, because a lot of times you can't just do it on your own. You do need some help.
That's true. Go ahead, BJ. I'm sorry.
You can't have a village unless the village is on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our problem is that I raise my kids to drink beer with me sometimes. I raise my kids, we smoke weed together. I don't take my kids to church. I do take my kids to church. The village is corrupt. The village is shattered. The village has no substance. If you knock on your neighbor's door and say, your son busted my window, well, let me ask him, did you do that? No. If he say he didn't do it, he didn't do it. What happened to when the parents would say, whatever you say, go? You know,
right.
Because I know you're not going to lie on my baby. And if we find out later there was a misunderstanding, well, you know, I can't take a whooping back, but we can surely say I'm sorry. So
right.
we the The village is corrupt.
Absolutely. My one of my stands lately is we have to realize that we live in a dysfunctional society. So therefore, most of us are living in dysfunction. And I'd like to once again ask our listeners to call in and talk and speak. Give us your opinion. The number is 347-215-9262. And I realize that we all busy and trying to make ends meet and trying to do what we can to take care of our children. But sometimes it's better to sacrifice that toy or them new pair of shoes that they want, not that they need, mind you, that they want, and spend some time with them, you know. I have a parent that I know, and I used to get on her because she wouldn't let her kids outside. I'm like, them kids need to get out and get some fresh air and run. But now it's taken me a while, and I didn't realize until I started working here with you, VJ, that I see why. It's fear. And it's a shame that a child cannot go outside and play in the sun. And the problem is that the vitamins, you get a vitamin called vitamin D from the sun. It's a necessity for good health. That they can't go out into the sun and play because their parents are fearful that if their child go outside, they won't be able to walk back inside. And that's a terrible thing. All the advances that we've made, and it's like we've taken a step back to the Stone Age. I mean, life doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore. Yeah. VJ, you there? VJ?
Hello.
VJ?
Hello.
VJ, are you there? I think we lost him. But we have some more time here, and I'd like to continue on. And as I was saying, you know, it's a shame the kids can't go out and play. And I'd also like to remind you that we are having that Tuesday night group tonight. It's going to be from 5 to 7. And the address is 3023 4th Avenue South. That's on 4th Avenue South right off Lake Street. I'd like to ask you to come out and show your support for the parents of that little girl who was lost today. And my condolences go out to the mother and the child's grandmother, Rita Miles, and also Mrs. Gaines, whose son was also shot, and he's in the hospital. He's going to be paralyzed. And for all the victims, you know, these innocent victims of these crimes and also the victims of these violent crimes that we've had over the last year. And as always, you know, like I said, it's just a shame. And I've never been at a loss for words, but this show has been really difficult for me today. I just keep seeing, I don't even know what that child looks like, but it's a baby. It's a baby, and that's all I can see, you know, before me is that poor baby. And again, I'd like to reach out to the individual or individuals that had part in this. We know this couldn't have been nothing but an accident. And, you know, we'd like to ask you to turn yourself in, and if you don't feel that you can do it on your own or you need help, VJ will be more than happy to help you through this, walk through this with you, you know. Just give us a call here at the office. Come in the office. As I said, we're going to have that Tuesday night group at 5 o'clock. There will be dinner and childcare at no cost. Please come out and allow us to help you. Help us to help you. And also, we will be having a volunteer orientation at the end of January. So keep in touch. We'd love to hear from you at all times. And all I can say once again is we send out heartfelt condolences to all the people who've lost loved ones to any act of violence. To the victims of the hurricane, to those families who lost everything in the tornadoes. And, you know, our heart goes out to you. And like I said, if there's anything that we can do, Mad Dads is going to do everything that they can to help the family. So keep looking for us on Facebook. VJ will be posting information on how you can help. We're going to make sure, do everything that we can to make sure the family has everything that they need to take care of this baby, you know, for her trip that she's gone on now, you know. And we all, you know, we're going to call her close in our hearts, and we're going to say prayers for her. Our prayers and sympathy and concern goes out to the families that have lost, you know, these victims are in the hospital right now. And like I said, I'm here, you know, really at a loss for words. It's like my mind cannot grasp that. I mean, I just can't let it enter my mind. It's the only way that I can hold it together, and I don't even know this baby. This is really a hard show for me today. And like I said before, at the beginning, I had no idea what this show was going to be about today. And I just found out the news just before this show started. And what can I say except that reach out to all the individuals, you know, that are out there in gang activity, regardless of your age, regardless of your sex. And as I say, young ladies, you're just as bad as the guys. Come on in. Let me talk to you. We do have a mom's division, and the mom's division is simply mothers offering moral support. And I like to talk to you myself. Sometimes things happen that put you in situations that you don't want to be in. Let's talk about it. Talk to me about what I can do to help you, you know, do something better with your life, give you a way out. There is always a way out. You always have an option. Our mom's division is expanding, and we're here for you. All you got to do is give us a call at the office. Hit us up on Facebook. Believe me, if you go to that Facebook page, we're going to answer. It's easy to find us. Call the office. Nine times if you call the office, I'm going to answer that phone. It'll be I who will answer that phone. All you got to do is look it up. Give me a call at the office, and I'll be more than happy to stop what I'm doing to talk to you, to help you. You know, motherhood starts before you even have a child. Because the type of person that you are, and also fatherhood, the type of person that you are before you have that child, you're going to still be that same person. So let's start with making ourselves better parents. And for all the parents out there that are using, and you think your child doesn't know, take it from somebody with experience. They know. They may not say anything, but they know. You think, well, I'm making sure that my child has food. I'm making sure that his house is clean. I'm making sure there's a roof over your head. And you can say, I'm not neglecting my child, but I say to you, yes, you are. Been there, done it. Yes, you are. A child needs time. They need that one-on-one. They need that face-to-face. They need that attention. It's like buying them things to keep them out of your face. Push all that aside and sit down and talk to your child. It's not easy. It was hard for me, you know. It's an art. You have to sit down and learn how to communicate with your child. And trust me, when you start out, it's hard. You're sitting there looking at the child not knowing what to talk about. You don't have to talk. Ask them, what did you do today? And if you look at that child and sincerely want to know what they did, they'll start talking. And after a while, an hour or two later, you'll be saying, oh, gosh, why won't they stop? But trust me, what your child has to say is very important, because what you're pouring into that child is exactly what you're going to get out. The more positive things that you pour into that child, the more positive things that will come out of that child. Never be afraid to say no. If it's not good for them, say no. When you give your child negative things in order to make them happy, you're not doing them any good. You're doing them harm. Talk to your child. It's hard, you know. But, you know, I like to, before we go, I have a couple of seconds left, and I'd just like to thank DJ for teaching me the things that I have learned simply by working here and being around here, because he taught me a lot about being a parent. He taught me a lot about being an individual, and he taught me a lot of how to look and find out the good quality things that was in me that helped me grow. And life is about growth. Knowing your child, that's the most wonderful way it is to grow. And we have a few seconds, so again, I'd like you to access to join us here next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And also, our group tonight is going to be at 3023 4th Avenue South. It's going to be free dinner and daycare, so come on out. See you at 5. And I'll see you next week.